The Phil Hendry Show, brought to you by A&E, an all-new original Horatio Hornblower movie, set sail tonight at 8, 7 Central on A&E.
Now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Vernon Dozier is a prep high school football coach, big golf fan. He joins us from the campus of Belmar Academy in South Pasadena, California. Coach, how are you, and thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, Phil.
You are urging Tiger Woods, you and other golf fans are urging Tiger Woods not to marry this woman. Tiger Woods is engaged to marry a beautiful Swedish girl. Where are you right now?
We're in our workout or in the gymnasium right now, Phil. I'm just doing some late afternoon lifting.
Okay, I can hear the background. You're urging Tiger Woods not to get married. This young lady, what is her name, Janice? Ellen Nordegren, young Swedish nanny, very beautiful woman. Why are you asking him, why are you and other golf fans urging him not to marry her?
Well, to say that we're urging Tiger Woods not to marry this girl is, I think, sounds overly dramatic. We're asking Tiger Woods to keep the dream alive. That he will always be a great golfer and champion. Don't pull the chain, really, Phil, on a great career just because he saw a very beautiful girl. I mean, we read the news last week about Tiger Woods. I'm a huge Tiger Woods fan, as are many people who love the game of golf. And I ask myself, what is it specifically that we did to him for him to do this to us? We want him to be happy, and yet he gets engaged, and I don't think this is going to make him that way.
Well, why? And what do the fans have against Tiger Woods being married?
Well, we want, first of all, the history of great athletes is when they get married, I can tell you, do you follow golf, Phil?
I follow the professional game. Not avidly, but I do follow it.
Golf is a great sport. And for the greatest golfer in the game to get married, it means he's basically saying golf is now beginning to take secondary position in my life.
Why?
Because when you get... You're a married man, aren't you?
I'm a married guy, but what? So his career is going to...
Well, anytime you get married, your career is going to suffer. And that's not a bad thing, necessarily, but marriage and a man trying to get upstairs to the... I can tell you my own experience. Marriage, I just didn't do it. I mean, I'm a married man. I could have been a Division I football coach. I could have been the head coach at the University of Missouri back in 1991. But my wife didn't want to move. My wife didn't want to live in Missouri. My wife,
So you're saying that Tiger Woods...
I would rather this not happen to Tiger Woods, and I think there's a lot of golf fans.
How much of this, though, is if you have a... I'm a married guy, and I've got a good career.
Well, but how much better could your career be if you didn't have, that hanging around, not hanging around your neck? I don't mean to say that, because I know that you're not...
I happen to like being married.
Please forgive me, Phil, when I say this, but you sort of have to say that, because...
Why?
Because you have a very public position, and if you're on the radio saying that you don't like being married...
All right, let's get back to... Your basic thing is that Tiger Woods' career is going to go into the toilet being married, because...
Because marriage, it doesn't agree with a man's career. I mean, it's the only way I can put it. And the other thing is that if his career goes downhill, then suddenly he's robbing his fans. And on top of that, and I'm sorry that I have to say this, but I feel it necessary to say this at this particular time, it's a little bit of a slap in the face to his many white fans that he gets this Swedish she's a piece, a real piece. I mean, she's a beautiful woman, and that's a little insulting to me as a white man.
Why? Because he didn't marry a black woman?
Well, that's one less piece of, you know what, out of circulation. And so all of this put together is that Tiger Woods is suddenly walking up to his fans by marrying this white woman, which means he doesn't care that much about golf anymore. And he is figuratively, symbolically kneeing his entire fan base in the groin. Because,
well, all right. To say that to me is very dramatic. And to put down a guy's, you know, to say a man cannot have a successful career when he's married, I'm telling you, I have a successful career.
You have a successful career. It could be more successful were you not married. Tiger Woods has thrown the towel in on his career. You mark my words.
Why? Because
he's got this Swedish piece of... Yeah.
All right, I want to give our phone number out because there's a little bit of a personal, you know...
Yeah, there's some personal business that I've got. Yeah, I'm invested.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Tiger Woods, doesn't he owe it to his fans to stay single and therefore stay at the top of his game? Because getting married is only going to dull his game and dull his career. And also... I can't believe you say. Are you saying where does he get off marrying a white woman?
No. Please understand, I'm not a racist. I'm just saying. You know, she's a very beautiful woman. There's a lot of white guys that are like something like that. You know, but let me get more to the point, Phil.
There's a lot of white guys that would like something like that, but this black guy, Tiger Woods.
Well, hold on for a minute. Let me, because you're painting me in a very bad light.
All right, well, say it.
Look it. I gotta go home to what I gotta go home to. You gotta go home to what you gotta go home to. We all gotta go home to what we gotta go home to, right? Does it help you at all? Does it help me at all? To after I give money to Tiger Woods to watch him play golf, he pays me back by saying, yeah, look at this piece of tail that I got to go home to. Have fun. Signed, with love, Tiger. You understand?
You're thinking that Tiger Woods married a beautiful woman as a personal assault on all of us guys that may not have beautiful wives?
I think, no, not all of us guys who may not have beautiful wives that are golf fans, that admired him, that supported him, that patronized his sponsors, that patronized his golf tournaments, that bought his products, that bought his videos, that did everything to support his career. And what do I get, okay? I get to come home. I get to look at what I got to look at. And meanwhile, I flip on the TV, and there's a guy on the news, and he says, Tiger Woods got engaged today to a piece of ass.
And okay, but to me, that sounds angry.
It's not angry.
Well, when you use the term piece of you-know-what...
No, it's not angry. I think everybody can relate to this.
I don't think, you know, let me tell you who I don't think would relate to what you're saying. I don't think women understand what you mean when you say a man gets married, his career goes down the hill. And I certainly don't think it's flattering to a woman to think that I got to go home to what I got to go home to, but he gets to go home to a piece of you-know-what.
But tell me what I'm saying isn't true.
Well, I got a pretty damn good-looking wife to come home to.
Okay. There's, you know what, Phil? My hat's off to you. You're the exception. You know, but most of us... I got to come home to, you know, and this guy, and she's not a professional model. She's a nanny from Sweden. I just feel...
The major problem you're having is a general resentment of Tiger Woods for marrying a beautiful woman, and you're not married to a beautiful woman.
Marrying a beautiful woman, marrying a little bit outside of his race, but most importantly... You know, the whole thing about marriage, Phil, I can tell you, I almost was a Division I college football coach.
All right, your wife talked you out of taking that job.
Yes. Yeah, you're with the usual stuff. Oh, I don't want to go to Missouri, and I don't want to do this, and I don't want to do that, and I don't want to do something else. What I should have done is what Jimmy Johnson did when he got the Dallas Cowboy job. I should have said, really? Goodbye. That's what I should have done. Now, when I look out on Funderson Field, which is our high school field here at Belmar Academy, I look back on 3 division championships. I look back on 8 league titles. We've sent on 23 players to Division I football, and 4 of those players are now currently active in professional football. I can be proud of that. But I'm going to tell you something right now. I'm going to go home tonight to her, and she's the one that kept me from the Missouri. job. What do you think this Swedish babe is going to keep Tiger Woods from? And I'm going to tell you, she is a piece of you know what. You don't want me to use the word.
All right, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. Tiger Woods is engaged to a very beautiful woman. This man in particular feels that Tiger owes it to his fans not to marry her. That he has a bigger, he's got a bigger price to pay to his fans who've supported him, who've given him money, who've given him sponsorship money, who've gone to his events, etc. So he needs to take into consideration how they feel about him getting married. And the fact is, according to this gentleman, there's a sizable, significant number of fans that don't want Tiger to marry this woman because she is of a different race. And she also may slow his career down because she's a great-looking woman, and I'm sure he'll probably want to do whatever it is she tells him to do. So, on the one hand, I kind of see his point, but I mean, a man's life is a man's life. 1-800-449-8686. Should Tiger Woods marry this woman? She is white, after all. And that could present big problems. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Relocating the edge and jumping over. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Go to our website, www.philhendryshow.com. Pick up our Best of the Year 2003 CD and hear cuts like this.
Excuse me, but you know, you have this problem with people in microwaves.
No, I do not, ma'am.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't
know. How do you eat your food? Do you eat all bologna sandwiches and salads 24/7?
I eat hot food at dinner and lunch and breakfast, and I eat a cold lunch, which is the way Americans do it.
Who's American? Who's American?
I'll tell you what, my family.
I'm American. My family's been here for 189 years.
Well, it's not as long as my family.
And we all ate eight bologna sandwiches.
You eat bologna sandwiches, yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's American.
We ain't ate them. We don't eat them.
You ate
them? We eat real food. Okay?
Oh, wait a second. What do you call real food?
Real food. Something good for you. Not a damn piece of meat and two pieces of bread.
So there you go. At lunch, you haul in three grocery bags of slop that I got to cook for you, and then you waddle down to the checkout stand? No.
Oh, well, why not? You know, I bet when corporate hears this phone call, you may not have a job tomorrow.
Ma'am, I happen to be one of the...
You happen to be one of them, huh?
I happen to be a
You happen
CEO
to be one of them. No, that's what you started to say.
Let me tell you something, ma'am. I got these hopheads who call themselves diabetics coming into my
place. Well, I have
business.
A daughter-in-law that's a diabetic, and I know you don't play around with
Here
people
we go
that
again.
Are like that.
Yeah, well, you know something, lady? You know what? I don't believe you.
Don't believe me? How about you meet me somewhere, and I'll prove it to you.
What are you going to do? I'm a
no,
guy.
No, I didn't
you're
say what was I going to do.
Well, you're going to bring your husband?
No,
is that it?
I don't need
you're
a husband.
Wait a second. Wait a
little guy like
ladies
you,
and gentlemen.
Shirley, you're an American. You're a half-breed of some kind. Every American eats
bologna. I'm a half-breed?
Yeah, you're a half-breed.
I'll show you half-breed.
Yeah, I bet you
I'll
will.
I'll show you half-breed.
Thanks for calling, Miss Whirlpool Appliance.
Oh, you wish, honey.
You know something? I have an employee that I caught shooting up some of this stuff. And he says, oh, I'm a diabetic. How do I know it's not smack?
Do you have employee applications? Why don't you try looking on them?
What's an employee? What do you mean?
Don't half the applications say, do you have medical problems?
They might.
Why don't you try looking at them?
I don't look at those. Why should I look at those?
Oh, you just kind of get out of the blue, and if they say they're a diabetic, you don't believe them,
because
right?
You find out if they're diabetic or not. You're not going to be just firing them because they're a hophead.
That is a middle management problem. That's not mine. And if somebody says I need to go to the bathroom, they shoot up.
Remember, you're part up there with corporate.
You know,
remember?
So your daughter's a diabetic. Prove it.
Oh, I can prove it.
How do you prove it?
I can prove it. I can bring her back to your house with her needles.
How would you
like that?
So she can shoot up there at my
That's
house?
That's right. So she can shoot up all her insulin right in front of you. Would you like that?
You know, man.
Would that make you feel good?
You and your
Would
half-breed...
that make you think twice
you,
about the lady's food you threw away?
You and your half-breed husband and your horse...
Oh, you know what? I ain't even married.
A nice
so what the hell
sandwich.
You got to say about that?
Well, I should have known that. You got a kid. You're not married. I should have known that. Yeah. She's got a kid, but she ain't married. Henry, next time you have hillbilly trash, call this show.
Now you're talking to her half-breed daughter. I bet you're a fat, donut ass-eating motherfucker.
Hey.
Don't give a s***.
Carol, whoa. Did we get the 7 second on her? Okay, there you go. That is Bologna Sandwich from disc one of the best the best of the 2003 CD, The Death of Talk Radio and The Phil Henry Show. Now, I got a little bit of a letter to read here. I don't know. This is tough because this guy was trying to be a nice guy. Yesterday I was on the show and I was talking about the LA Daily News not delivering to my house. I don't care whether we get a newspaper at our house. My wife's the one that reads it. I don't. I'm one of those freaks. I go to the computer. I stare at that all day long with my pants off and my hair looking really freaky and a cigarette and a cup of coffee. That's me. But my wife wanted a newspaper at the house. She didn't want the LA Times. LA Times is a piece of crap. It's more than anything else. The LA Times problem is it's boring. It's a boring old school rag that's trying new things and failing at all of them. So she said, well, how about the L.A. Daily News? The L.A. Daily News is a newspaper we can get. It's in the Valley, and they have good high school coverage as well. That began a 3 to 4 week, and I'm not exaggerating, 3 to 4 week process of trying to get delivery at our home. I called 3 or 4 times. My wife called 3 or 4 times. And we literally were talking to people that were not very bright on the other end of the phone. For 4 weeks, we couldn't get the LA Daily News delivered to our house. Not that, I don't know why my wife wanted it, but that's her. So naturally, I mentioned it on the air, and naturally, a very nice man by the name of Ron Hassey, who's the circulation director, emailed me at the show. And he said, some of my employees heard your frustration with the LA Daily News. I'm disappointed that your experience has been one of frustration. I can assure you this is not a common practice. He went on to say, we normally provide excellent service, but we occasionally slip up. I'd like nothing more than to resolve this issue to your complete and total satisfaction. Very nice man, very nice letter. The problem with this letter is this. He's responding to me because I have a radio show. Back when I was just a private citizen, just a regular jackass, I didn't get any service. When I was just a schlub calling on the phone and saying, in other words, when I was one of you guys, because if you guys are calling the newspapers, what do you get? You get what I get. You get the runaround. Are you going to get a personal letter from the circulation director? Is he going to personally get involved in your story? If you get frustrated, here's what they do. They hang up on you and they say that you were abusive. That's what they do. They don't care about your problem and you are trying to give them money. That's the funniest part of the whole thing. So when I was an anonymous guy and my wife was just an anonymous woman and we were trying to get service, we couldn't get any. For weeks, we couldn't get any. This guy writes me a letter and I'm supposed to say, well, you know, that's great. But this is indicative of every single solitary kind of sloppy service that you get in the United States. You guys are nothing but frustrated with it. Because I have a radio show, I can talk about it, and suddenly I got some guy who wants to give me personal service. Well, I don't want the LA Daily News at my house. Their service sucks, and he may appear to be a very nice man, and I'm sure he is. He will not write a letter to each and every person that gets frustrated. The only reason why he wrote me a letter is because I happen to be a guy on the radio with a big mouth. You guys out there that are frustrated by the lousy service of the LA Daily News, you know what you're living through. And this guy says that their service is excellent, but occasionally they slip up. They slipped up for 6 weeks. What do you mean occasionally you slip up? For 6 solid weeks, we couldn't get any service. 6 weeks of phone calls. Occasionally you slip up? That is indicative of your service, Ron. And I'm sure, like I said, you're a sweet guy and a good man, but that's indicative. That's not a slip up. That's exactly what you guys do. So I don't want your paper. I don't want your paper because I don't want you giving me personal service because I got a radio show. My experience is the experience of the average man. He doesn't get a personal letter from you. And I wouldn't be in such a bad mood, but I went over to that Democratic thing last night with Lori David and all them movie stars, and I couldn't get laid. Not a chance. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be right back.
Bill Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Clara Bingham was on our show yesterday. Clara had a nephew beaten by a police. In fact, he was beaten pretty badly. Yeah, he pulled a gun, had liquor on his breath, and called them all faggots, but is that any reason to, you know, beat a guy up? And she had some interesting response.
Bill Henry Show.
Comedy gold.
I'm a black man, and I'm telling you right now, to me, you're racial, and I think you need to check yourself. And as far as your nephew
you
goes,
what you talking about?
You need to check yourself, lady, because you always want to question somebody's blackness. What's your sameness? How you going to stick up for this man to rape you and your sister?
Look. He wasn't so. Since my sister lost her leg at the thigh, she hasn't had no man. Now you have to understand.
Wait a minute. What is that?
Now, I'm talking to a brother. How come you always button in when a black man wants to talk to me?
No, but I'm telling you, why you want to question people's blackness?
Now, Derek, I want to ask you a question.
What?
Are you staying black or are you bleaching out on me? What are you doing?
I've been black since I've been born black. I'm straight out of Texas. Believe me, I go through all kind of racialism every day. But let me tell you something, it's good and it's bad, people. Because I'm going to tell you what, not only the white people pull me down, my own people pull me down. I ain't got nothing against my own people, but hey, they the one putting you down, too. Why we can't come together then?
Now, how come we can't come together?
Hey, I'm sticking up for a young
black man. I'm sticking up for a young black man.
Hey, you want to attack me because I'm telling you something, and you want to attack my blackness. Where your blackness at?
My blackness? Now, you listening to me? My nephew got beat up by the police out there. And they loved it, and just because he called him a faggot. So what?
I'm telling you just like this, lady. How you gonna have sympathy on this man? He done raped you and your sister.
Derek, I want to
where your mind at? Is you kind of
awful,
you kind of crazy? I think
because
I around with your career.
I understand the anger of the black
man. I don't think it's nothing about being black or white. I think it's something wrong with your career.
You calling me nuts? So you think I'm crazy? Let me ask you a question.
Yeah, you are crazy. How you gonna sit there and then you gonna and you the one calling the police?
Let me ask you something. What do you like? You like football or NASCAR? What you like? Football or NASCAR? Which sport you like? Football or NASCAR? Which sport you like? Football or NASCAR? You know what I
like? Football. What you talking about?
Okay, because I thought you'd say NASCAR. You sound like you're getting all white on me.
No, I ain't white.
Will you knock it off with that?
What you talking about ain't black or white? He got his ass whooped, and I tell you what, you can go to my house and I whoop his ass too. But you know what he done did? And I'm black. I'll put this black foot in his ass. How about that?
Well, I tell you, you're going to look mighty funny walking down the street with my shoe up your ass.
Nah, whatever. It's all about being human, huh? And I tell you what, instead of my way, I whoop his ass with my black foot.
So you're going to put a black man's foot up a black man's ass? I think that's a sad
already, because you know why? Hey, and if a white man did, I would do the same thing.
Let me ask you a question. Eminem
right.
A puff that. Eminem
it's
a puff
that. Right. Rape ain't right. Hey, no way it go. And then you want them to fit. Hey, you want them to treat him right. I'll get in the car. We're going to take you down here and book you.
Let me ask you a question. Eminem a puff daddy.
Who?
I say Eminem a puff daddy. Which one?
Man, one of them, baby. I'm from the Dirty South. Hey, you better ask somebody about something about the Dirty South.
Check it out. Look, Robert, it's a young man full of potential.
I don't like Puff Daddy. I don't like Eminem. I'm from the Dirty South.
Eminem. I think Eminem, that cracker has stolen everything he got from the black man.
What about some Mike Jones or something like that? You better throw something like that up in there because I don't like now one of them.
Yeah, y'all into Vanilla Ice and all that.
I don't get down with none of that.
Look at it. I bet you take Britney over Beyonce, too.
All right, look, get out of here, you guys. Look at Derek, you made some great points, sir, and I appreciate it very much. And
that man called me crazy.
You know
that man called me crazy.
I think we need what we need to do, and we need to gather together and pray for this lady because she needs some help.
My ex-husband said I was crazy.
Well, maybe your ex-husband was right. Maybe the gentleman Derek here is right. It ain't black, it ain't white. You're nuts.
So you're calling me crackers, too?
I didn't call you cracker.
No, crackers.
Crackers? Oh, you mean cracked?
Yeah.
You saying
you're more than crackers, lady. You need help.
So you think
you need serious help.
You think I belong in the Walnut Academy, is that it?
No, I think you need to get your mind right and say the question people blackness, question your sameness.
You know something.
Because
Derek,
you ain't nowhere in this world and that man should be walking around after raping you and your sister.
Is that
and
right?
You defended him. You must have liked it. I think you liked it.
You know something, I'll tell you what right now.
You know what?
I think you
actually liked it.
You can't. Yeah, it wasn't bad.
Phil Henry Show.
Comedy gold.
Okay, that's Clara Bingham from our show yesterday, and that was a very, very interesting show. She was saying that her, you know, nephew raped her and her amputee sister, and then held a gun to both their heads and then got drunk and then went out and called the cops faggots and pulled a gun on them. But why did the cops beat him up? By the way, the big fat slob that died in Cincinnati, it's been ruled a homicide. Now, what that means is, it doesn't mean the police did anything wrong. It means the man died as the result of his struggle with the police. That's not necessarily a bad thing. You see, when you are, you know, you're 400 pounds and you're doing PCP and you attack a cop, you're basically asking to die. You're asking, please kill me when you go after a cop. And you want me to, you know, what am I supposed to be surprised? What am I supposed to be outraged about here? I don't understand. I certainly get it that there's a thing called police abuse. I get that. Like I said the other night on the show, every now and again, there's a black guy gets his ass kicked by a cop. He deserves it. Every now and again. It's not, maybe not often, but believe it or not, it happens. You guys want to break out and have a riot over some fat pig on PCP laying on his fat dead ass out in front of a White Castle burger stand who gets up and goes after a cop? You want to have a civil rights march over that? You want to have a big race riot over that, huh? You want to talk about the abuse of power under the color of authority? Look, the Cincinnati Police Department, there's something stinks definitely in that joint. There's no doubt about it. There have been a lot of guys that have died at the hands of police officers in that city, black guys. So something definitely smells pretty bad about that cop department. Maybe they ought to take a flamethrower to the whole thing. But the fact is, this fat slob that died, and that's exactly what I said, by the way, a big fat tub of guts, as far as I could tell, who was nothing, his mother was quoted as saying he was just a sweet guy. Really? Sweet guy? This is a miserable man, 400 pounds, probably hated looking at himself in the mirror, went out and, you know, scored as much rock as he could in the morning to get through the day. Then he winds up passed out on the lawn of a White Castle, and then he's dead. He's got an enlarged heart. He's the size of a freaking sperm whale. He goes after a cop, which is asking, would you please bounce your nightstick off my head 56 times? Please, oh pretty please. What are they supposed to do? Just watch you pound the hell out of this cop, lay on him with all 400 pounds of your blubber until a guy can't breathe? Is that what you're supposed to do? What are they supposed to do? Ask you politely to get off the guy? What exactly are they supposed to do? What are they supposed to do? Like one brain surgeon out there with an answer to that question, man. You win the $64,000. I got $64,000 for you, okay? $64,000. You can reach for it right down here in my shorts. What are they supposed to do when a big fat tub of guts goes after the guy? And what, are they going to stand around and ask, pretty please get off the guy, right? Now that now this tub of fat lard has got an enlarged heart. Excuse me. He probably reached down from heaven there and gave me a little bit of throat cancer just for a moment there. He's got an enlarged heart. You know, I'm sick of talking about half of this stuff. Sometimes these guys deserve it. Sometimes the cops, they got to take a flamethrower to every last freaking precinct house in some of these cities. Those coppers in Cincinnati, man, there's something that's definitely up with them. No doubt about it. LAPD, if we got to pay out another $36 million reward to another citizen because of these dumbasses, you know, I'm going to scream. We had to pay out some money to that Miami physician. So there's another one. I mean, one, okay. Two, after a while, it gets to be pretty stupid. After a while, you got to ask yourself, who the hell are you guys hiring over there anyway? What? Where are you going to find people to be cops? Look, they got a temper problem. I understand that. I got one, too. I'm not a cop. They got a problem restraining themselves. They don't like this. They don't like that. They got a drinking problem. Everybody's entitled to have a problem. You just don't get to be a cop if you got one of those problems. So go do something else. Go work as a security guard. Go be a rubber bullet cop someplace. Go guard the Walmart. Go, I don't know. Make sure nobody gets into the Dipsy dumpster and gets all the good bottles out. Something. What's another cop force that's pretty strange? Well, New York City Police, it breaks all records. The New York City Police is, every 20 years, they got some unbelievable scandal going in that cesspool. But every now and again, a cop does something good, and I realize that it probably comes as a brutal shock to a lot of people that not every time they raise their nightstick to someone, it is a act of violence. Sometimes it's an absolutely necessary act. Probably a lot of people's lives have been saved when some cops lifted their sticks to the right heads, and this tub of guts that died in Cincinnati is a big, fat, crack addict slob who went after a cop. He did everything wrong, and guess what? He's pushing up freaking daisies from the wrong side now, okay? The guy's dirt napping. All 873,000 tons of him. Good riddance to bad rubbish. Okay? And Grandma, next time you want to, you know, mourn the loss, let me tell you what's wrong with the world. In a minute, in fact, I'm going to take a break because we have a theme to our show today. We actually have a theme for the show today, and this theme will wend its way throughout the entire show. And the theme is one that I've been kind of playing with for the last few days, last several weeks, actually. And it coalesced in my mind when I got a load of that picture yesterday of that lady and her husband when they sent out the We're Pregnant announcements that I was talking about, and somebody showed it to me on their desk, and, you know, as she showed me the picture, the blood drained away from her face and it drained away from mine, and I thought I was just going to projectile vomit 6 weeks of turkey stew right onto her desk. Because there's Mom with her big fat stomach. Today's theme... And if you think I'm kidding, I'm not, and I dare you to challenge me on it, which, frankly, don't even bother. Today's theme is, well, you know what? I'm going to make you wait. No, I'm going to make you wait. I ain't going to lay it out. I'm not going to lay out the grade A material. I'm going to make you wait. And it's going to be worth it. And I'm not kidding either. I really, honest to God, have never felt more strongly about something in my life. Not even the whole thing with the athletes. This one, this is getting me, man. After reading half the crap that I've been reading, you stick around. I'll tell you exactly where the world has gone wrong over the last at least 200 years. You ain't going to like it. Because it involves something that you hold near and dear. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686.
Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I'll tell you what I'm talking about. First, I'll illustrate it with a story. Remember a couple of weeks, it was last week, I said there was a little boy that said the word gay in his school, and the teacher said it was a dirty word, so it's such an outrageous thing because his mother is a lesbian, and they felt they were being discriminated against by this big, bad school district and all of that crap, right? Remember I told you, if you read between the lines, this looked like a gay mother, a lesbian mother who was looking for a fight. Okay? I realize if I'm not necessarily taking the side of this woman, that must make me homophobic, which I'm not. What I don't like is people that manipulate kids. And that's what this woman's doing in Louisiana, this gay mother who, instead of going to the school and saying to the school, okay, tell me again, my son can't say the word gay, why? And having a one-on-one with the teacher and having a one-on-one with the... No, she didn't do that. What'd she do? ACLU, right away. And why did she do that? Why did she go to the ACLU? Well, she was misguided, Phil, and she... No, this is not misguided. Well, she was afraid that... No. It's about her. She wants to make it a big issue about her orientation. And she's using her son. It's got nothing to do with her being gay. It has everything to do with her being typical of today's modern parent. They care nothing for their kids. They care everything for themselves. Here's another one here. Gwyneth Paltrow expecting first child. She's married. No, she's not. Excuse me. I'm sorry, Gwyneth. I almost said you were married. Didn't mean to insult you. She's hanging out with some slob named Chris Martin. He's a singer of what? Coldplay. Well, are they married? No. And they're having a baby. Will the kid have a name? I guess. Is he going to have parents? Who knows? Is he going to have a father, a mother, some consistency, some constancy? Oh, we don't know. Because Gwyneth, you know, she's off making another bad movie. And Chris Martin, he's off making another bad record, right? And here's another story. This attorney for the father of the little boy that accused Michael Jackson of abusing him, the father, the one that abused his own son, the attorney's opened his big mouthpiece trap and has said that something about the boy doesn't have cancer, he appears healthy, and the father, who, you know, was actually cited for some form of abusive behavior toward his son, this poor little boy that they say Michael Jackson abused, the poor little kid who's the son of this white trash mother that sues everybody that moves, this guy, this father is still in the picture because, you know, why don't you? He wants to make sure that he gets a piece of the action if the lawsuit goes good and somebody and the dollar bills start showering. He wants to be on the side there catching some of the drippings. And why is that? He don't give a crap about his kid. You know what's wrong and what's been wrong? If you want to talk about the world having problems, because I don't know, but everybody says, geez, you know what the problem of the world today is? It's the schools. And it's the TV. I'll tell you what's wrong. It's the freaking parents. We haven't got one, not one set of parents out there that knows how to raise a kid decently. Not a one. What do you think of that? This is a generation and two generations and three generations of so-called parents that are so busy patting themselves on the back. We got a Mother's Day and a Father's Day. They ought to shut that down until further notice because we have failed. Failures. Narcissists, every last one. You'll use your children for anything to promote your sick, twisted political beliefs, to promote your stupid sexual orientation, like anybody gives a crap anymore what you are. You don't care whether you beat up on a child's emotions. You'll use the child, even a molested child that you claim you care about, you use that child to promote your own anger against the system. More parents talking about schools being the problem. If we had parents, we'd have better schools. Do you understand what I'm saying? Probably not. If we had better parents, we'd have better schools. If we had better parents, we wouldn't have kids being molested. If we had better parents, there wouldn't be 90% of the problems we got facing the world today. Parents! You're kidding me, right? Next time you want to show me a picture of your big, fat, pregnant wife, show me a picture of the kid in 20 years after he's out of school. Tell me what kind of a life he's got. Tell me what kind of a human being he is. Then I'll congratulate you on the birth of your child. Until then, keep your baby pictures to yourself, if you don't mind. With all due respect. Not you, Mark. I like seeing the sonogram, and you're a decent guy. But then I know Mark. I can see him every day. I trust him. Sorta. You want to know why we got all these kids that are, you know, why there's just everything that's wrong with whatever you want to call being wrong? It's because we got these parents that don't know their ass from a hole in the ground. They don't care to know anything. You can't tell them anything because they know everything because they had a kid, so they're a genius. They're the world's first parent. They're drunk, drug addicted, self-consumed, narcissistic, selfish bastards. They use and manipulate their children worse than any child molester could ever possibly do it to them. And they wind up with adult children that hate their guts. Now, there you go. Go ahead, top that one. That's today's theme. You guys, all of us, this generation, especially of baby boomer parents, we suck. Coming up, a puppet show. But first this.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
I was reading the comments here of the mother of that fat tub of guts that got the crap kicked out of him in Cincinnati who died. Now, they've ruled it a homicide. What that means is he died as the result of another individual's actions. In this case, police officers that were trying to get this guy under control, some PCP addict who had passed out. You know, look. Let's talk straight to each other for a minute. If we want to use as an example some kind of a rallying point or a fixture in time, a moment in time when we can say, here was a moment when American the actions of American police got out of hand, and where a man's rights were so brutally violated, we must change. We must. You know, like I've been to the mountain, baby, and I've seen the other side, right? Well, guess what? This tub of guts in Cincinnati ain't it. Fat slob got up, attacked the cop. I'm looking at the videotape of these guys wailing on this guy. Not once did they go after this guy's head. Not once. Now, I realize that for most of the brain surgeons who watch television in this country, and I'm not talking to you guys specifically, I know you're very bright, but, you know, they see some coppers going after a guy, white cops going after a black guy, automatic police brutality. And you know what? I might even agree with you in a lot of instances. Because I got, you know, I don't think I'm a completely stupid man. I do not believe that in 100% of the cases, police officers act appropriately. I also do not believe that cops are pigs. I don't believe that they're evil. I don't believe that they are individuals who don't want to do the best. I think they're the most professional police officers the world has, and I don't care what country you're talking about, and that includes a lot of those Scandinavian joints, which everybody likes to say, you know, the cops in Denmark are so great, they wear earrings. Oh, yeah, that's great, huh? I had a guy tell me that one time. You know, the cops in Denmark, they wear earrings and have beards. Okay, Serpico, well, look, I got to get going now. So anyway, Fatso passes out in the front of the White Castle. His mother was quoted as saying, you know, I'm sorry that the lady lost her son, but for God's sake, what brought him to this point in his life? What brought that fat tub of guts to this point in his life, being beaten to death in the city of Cincinnati for the entire world to see? What was it? Well, you can damn sure rest assured that one of the factors was mama. Which brings us to the theme of our show today, Parents Blow. Hi, everybody. I'm Dr. Laura Schlesinger. And for the next 3 hours, we'll talk just about how bad you parents of America have screwed up the lives of your kids because you're such a pack of narcissists, you only give a crap about yourselves. And, oh, I'm sorry. No, I'm Phil Hendry, and I'm saying it, okay? Yeah, that's who I am. I'll tell you right now, this generation, I told you the baby boomers are a pathetic bunch of parents. The worst the world has ever seen. And you got them all there with their sneakers and their jumpers and their baby strollers and their fanny packs and their backpacks and their kitty bags and their this and their Montessori that and their junior play date this and all of that. And you put them all together and what do you got? You've got probably the largest collection of narcissists, borderline personalities, and neurotics that the entire planet Earth has ever seen in one place. Probably the worst generation of parents who use their children to further their political points of view, use their children to further their friendships and their careers, use their children. I gave as an example this mother in Lafayette, Louisiana, who immediately went to the ACLU when it turned out her little boy was not allowed to use the word gay in school. The kid is the son of a lesbian mother and her partner. The little boy was asked, something about his parents. The little boy said, they're gay. And the other little boy said, what's that mean? He says, it's when a girl likes another girl. The teacher said to the little boy, you're not allowed to use that word in school. Apparently they have a prohibition against discussing the sexual orientation of your parents. Whatever. Bad rule? Good rule? Huh? Do you think maybe you can go and talk it out with the teacher? Do you think you can go and talk to the school superintendent? Do you think you're woman enough to walk in and talk to the principal? No, she goes to the ACLU. Why? Because she couldn't give a crap about her kid. She doesn't care whether she holds this boy up to national ridicule. She doesn't care if her name, which is Huff, by the way, gets printed in every newspaper in China, Siam, Burma, India, the United States, Canada. There's some freaking guy sitting in a coffee bar in Thailand right now that knows about this. Sitting there going, damn, man, some faggot over there causing fraud. I don't know what's going on. But this broad, what's her name? Huff, this 27-year-old lesbian mother, she hates her kid so much that she's going to use that kid to further her big-time point about her orientation. Whoopee-doo, good for you, baby. You know, another one for you. Not the lesbians of the world, not the gay movement of the world, not anybody. Just another one for Sharon Huff. She's kicking ass. I know what you are, Sharon. You're just, you're like the son that your daddy never had, huh? What's the matter? You never get your father's love because you're a dyke? Is that it? Now you're running around and you're trying to find the world's approval, and since nobody will give it to you, you're looking for negative approval. So you go out and you go straight to the ACLU to make a point about your orientation, and your little boy's the one that suffers. But this isn't about this lady. It's about the whole generation of us, man. A whole bunch of baby boomers who are pathetic. Gwyneth Paltrow's getting married. I made the same mistake last hour. She's not getting married. She's having a baby. See, getting married and having a baby, they've got nothing to do with each other these days, right? Well, you can pop a kid out, man. Who cares if you're not married or not? Lead singer of Coldplay, some guy named Martin, he's the father. So they're going to have this kid, and the kid won't know who his dad is, and the kid won't know who his mom is. Yeah, sure, I get it, Ms. Paltrow. The child will always know his parents. My ass. I bet you this guy Martin, whoever he is out of this kid's life within 3 or 4 years. 20% of all men who are divorced... Oh, excuse me, let me take it back. 20% of... There are only 20% of all divorced men remain in the lives of their children after 5 years. Only 20%. And that brings us, of course, to our African-American friends who are so busy getting pissed off at cops kicking the crap out of them. The African-American man can't stay around a family long enough to be a father to his children. Young men are out there with no fathers, no positive male role models, no, and, you know, there is something to that stuff. You do need a man around. Two mommy households don't make it, baby. You do need a man around. You have to have an example a young man can look to say, this is what a man does. I see this man. He's a positive example. When a kid's got nobody, guess what he does? He gangs up. He becomes a badass. He gets hardcore. And, you know, we got gangs. You want to know why? Because you got a whole pack of African-American fathers who can't be fathers at all. They're drug addicts, junkies, slobs, as in the case of a Warren Sapp, just general reprobates and bums. In other words, they own NBA teams. Now, and the white guys are the same. They're no different. Here's another story here. I like this one. Oh, God. Where is it? Did I mention Gwyneth Paltrow? Oh, the lesbian woman? Oh, yeah, the father of this poor little boy supposedly abused by Michael Jackson. This is a guy, this father, you know who this guy is, right? This piece of garbage was accused of abusing this child. Well, now he's got a lawyer, and this lawyer's weighing in every day. This lawyer, this Russell Halperin. And Russell Halperin, you know why you're hanging around, don't you, pal? Because if there's some big-time change to come off of a lawsuit on Michael Jackson, you want some of that in your pocket, don't you? Yeah, and you'll squeeze a little off for your client, too, won't you? Yeah, you're all about justice, aren't you, man? And that slob that you represent, that child-abusing piece of crap father, that kid, you think he cares about that child? You think that white trash mother does? Who's this little boy's friend? I bet you Michael Jackson's the best freaking friend that kid ever had. We had a Mother's and a Father's Day in this country. I guess they have it around the world. They had to shut it down until further notice. They had to say, look, man, you know, you guys want to give yourselves a hernia, patting yourself on the back. You know, do it on somebody else's time. You guys suck. Mother and Father's Day. Right? So, you know, what we ought to have is just a moratorium on that. Just, you know, I don't say a few years until we can figure out whether or not. So no more baby shower announcements either, okay? No more pictures of your sonogram. No more pictures of your kid. Until the kid grows up and we can pretty much see what he grew up to be. And if he grows up to be a pretty decent guy, then we'll send you congratulations on the birth of your baby. How about that? 20 years late. Congratulations, your kid turned out okay. As opposed to, congratulations, you had a kid. I wonder where the baby announcements are for Adolf Hitler. Congratulations, Mrs. Hitler. He's a bouncing boy. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Phil explains the bullcrap with Frodo the Puppet today. And a bunch of other crap. Michael Jackson, Scott Peterson, he pled not guilty. You're not surprised, are you? No, he's not going to walk in there and go, I'm guilty, Your Honor. You're right. Phil Hendry and all the other talk show hosts have humiliated me into it. I am admitting my guilt. No, it's not going to happen. So naturally, especially a guy like Scott Peterson that can lie better than anybody you've ever seen, why wouldn't he plead not guilty? He's got about 50% of the people believe in him anyway. And a bunch of other stuff, okay? Coming up on The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Bobby Dooley was on our show yesterday talking about going to an after Thanksgiving Day sale. You know, these sales that happen after Thanksgiving, the prices are good. The merchandise apparently is pretty good. But there isn't a whole lot of it. So Bobby tries to get up into the front of the line there before they open the store. And she makes an announcement to the ladies, get out of my way. I'm on my way to get the Ralph Lauren sheets. Well, one lady didn't get out of her way.
Phil Henry Show.
Comedy gold.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't understand why in the world you feel like you don't understand what you've done to this woman. You're supposed to be an educated woman.
Yes, I am.
But you don't act like an educated woman. Now, you know what you done wrong. You gave her that $20 bill because you knew you had violated her. Her money, she had just as much right to anything in that store as you did.
No, the reason
her
why
goods,
did...
her spending in that store was just as good as yours.
Of course.
You're not above anybody else. Anybody in line in that store
minute,
that day had the right to those items in that store.
She didn't have any right to go for those Ralph
Lauren. She had every right as much as you did. You didn't have the right to do to her
that
what you done.
I wanted the California King sheets, and she
It doesn't
that.
Make any difference what they are. It could have been a bag of peanut butter cookies. She had just as much right as you did.
Darling, I
nothing
would
never. Nothing you can say. You have violated this woman.
I would
nothing
never
you
go
can
for a
say.
Bag of peanut
nothing
butter cookies.
Nothing you can say on this radio show that would make you right.
Well, you're not
you
going to overtalk me. You're not going to overtalk me.
You are wrong. You done wrong, and you gave her that money because you knew you did her wrong.
No, the reason why I gave her the money, the reason why I gave her the money...
You did wrong because you're trying to pay her off
because
so she won't feel as badly as you know that you have done her.
No, I did it as a touche to say here.
No,
it didn't.
You felt like you were above any of these people here.
Well, you think you're better than me?
You were just one more human being that had a little bit more cash, wanted what you wanted, and you felt like everybody else was beneath you because you wanted to be the one that got exactly what you wanted.
Listen,
and you
Whoopi,
hurt that human being
listen,
by trying to get to what you wanted.
Listen, Whoopi, you can't tell
what's with the Whoopi crap? What's that
what
mean?
You say you know you did it wrong.
If you didn't move,
you did it wrong, you did that woman wrong, and you better be glad. What they need to do is press charges on you completely.
Let me tell you something, Betty. If you were in front of me, I would have done the same thing, all right?
No, if I had been in front of you, the concussion would have been the other way around. And if it had been any of my people, you would still have a problem. You don't do elderly people like that. You don't do older people like that.
You don't
do young people like that. You do no one like that. And if your husband is telling you that you're right and condoning you and them, then both of you all are two ignorant, sick people.
You don't get between a dog and its meat, though.
Yeah, that's right. And let me tell you this. If you don't get between the dog and the meat, well, then you better know which dog and meat is yours. Because if I had been in that line that day, and I didn't even know this woman, you wouldn't have got away with that. Your wife would have been the very one that was the meat being eaten by the dog.
Well,
and that's all I have to say. You all did this woman wrong, an elderly woman, as you say, an old woman.
I gave her a 20.
An old woman. One day you're going to have to be old. And believe me, sister, what goes around comes around.
Well, that's the
and
truth.
And you're going to get it, too.
You know, Mary Betty, I told her
to
give her 20.
To be an educated woman that's supposed to have an immaculate, beautiful home?
Yes.
So what? You don't know what this woman has herself.
I gave
if
her 20.
If she's dressed like that, it makes no difference. Home
let me ask
money
a question
was
here.
Just as good as yours.
Let me ask a question here, Bobby. The $20 bill.
I gave her the 20. I said, go buy yourself a hat.
She did it because she knew she did the woman wrong. That's why she gave it to her.
Oh, you're such a genius.
You damn
such
right.
A genius.
I know right from wrong.
You're such a genius.
I've been to college. I know right from wrong, and you should know this, too. Do you have a degree in good common sense?
Okay, Einstein.
Do you have a degree in good common sense?
What, did you split the atom, too?
You must not have a degree in good common sense.
No,
I don't have any in good morality at all.
Okay, Stephen Hawking.
Oh, now what are you doing,
you say,
okay?
But I know when I violated a person, and you know it too. You should be on
I
your knees right now praying and asking that woman for forgiveness.
I was the one violated.
But you did that lady wrong.
She violated me with a broom
she
handle.
She didn't violate you. She had just as much right to anything in that store as you did. There's nothing special about you.
You know, Benny, you try to get my California Kings, you'd be talking to my go-go boots.
It wouldn't make any difference. See how I say it? You don't have common sense.
Right.
You show it. You don't have common sense. I see why you pushed it. You don't know no better. You're a special case.
Both of you, Mr. Henry, you and Benny can go straight to the nether reaches.
Phil Henry Show.
Comedy gold.
Well, there you go. That's Bobby talking to Benny, or was it Betty, or was it Benji, about that whole situation there with that lady at the Ralph Lauren sale. All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Phil explains the bullcrap with Frodo the Puppet coming up. Got another cut from the death of talk radio. And problems with pit bulls again, man. Yeah, they're out there mauling people. Once again, there's another reason why we ought to be walking around with guns. No kidding. Oh, I get it, yeah. The pit bull attacks me, and I'm supposed to lay there and wait for what, the cops to get there? Is that what you want me to do? People have got pit bulls. They got automatic weapons. They're going into businesses. They're going into schools. Dogs are attacking people. And we're supposed to sit there on our thumbs and wait for the cops. That's what we're supposed to do. And when you mention to people, why don't you go buy a gun, which is constitutionally guaranteed, they look at you like you're crazy. I'll tell you what, if a pit bull attacks somebody and that person pulls a piece out and blows that thing's brains all over the street, I bet you won't be that many pit bulls attacking people. This is a dog, ladies and gentlemen. Are we supposed to sit still for this? Are you trying to tell me I got to sit still for a freaking dog? That lady that died up in San Francisco, man, we got to sit around and go through a big trial with those two people from outer space. Did you see those two? That was like Plan 9 from outer space, those two. That guy, he looked like some mutant hillbilly in a business suit. She was some skanky-looking, hanky thing. I mean, I don't know, like she was living behind the furnace all these years, like the people under the stairs, and they happen to be lawyers, and they're up there, and they're all, I'm supposed to feel sorry for these people? I hope that they rot in prison. And they got a dog, and we got to sit around, a dog? You know, my philosophy about dogs and cats is simple, and I've articulated it. Dogs and cats are wonderful creatures. They're domestic animals that we can have fun with. We can have hours and hours of fun throwing frisbees and balls. They can go fetch a paper. They can pick up slippers and bring them to us. But the minute they bite, all bets are off. The minute a dog bites me, did you ever see a guy by the name of Reggie Roby with the Miami Dolphins? Reggie Roby could kick a ball 70 yards and never leave the ground. You know most punters leave the ground. They get elevated about 2-3 feet. Reggie Roby stayed flat-footed, but his leg extension was so incredible, and the power in his thigh was so amazing, that the ball went straight up in the air and out about 70 yards. Now you know what would happen to that dog. I would do a Reggie Roby on that mutt. And there'd be a guy cooking a barbecue maybe 3 blocks down, and suddenly a dog just falls right on the grill. Bang! 1-800-449-8686. We'll be back on The Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry, 1-800-449-8686. Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, let's see. Oh, yeah, our souvenir shop is located at www.philhenryshow.com. I'd really like you to go by and check out our Best of the Phil Henry Show CD for the year 2003. It's a good cause. It's my friend's place. It's a resource center for homeless and runaway kids. The CD is new. All the money goes to them. And, you know, what can I tell you? I mean, they're great people. They do all the great work. I mean, if we just draw attention to what they do, we feel that we can, you know, help them, and that's what we're trying to do. They're over on Hollywood Boulevard over near the freeway, and they do a great job with the kids. You know, like they're dealing with teenagers who live on the street. Like, that is the least coolest kid there is from the standpoint of, you know, establishment parenting. You know, and talk about crap can parents. You know, I was talking like earlier how the parents of this generation are just the worst. These kids have been thrown out. They haven't run away. That's the thing a lot of people think. There's somebody back home that loves them. No. No, there's no one back home that loves them. They got nowhere to go. So they're out here, and they go into the resource center there, and maybe they can get something to eat. Maybe they can get a little piece of clothing, something. So whatever you can do, that's very cool. The other thing I want to tell you about is our souvenir shop. As I said yesterday, and I think it bears repeating, you guys really need to visit our souvenir shop for your Christmas shopping because, man, it's going to save you so much time. We got a turnaround for the most part of 3 or 4 days, honest to God. A little longer sometimes, but generally 3 or 4, it gets out immediately is what I'm trying to tell you. So if you want to get your Christmas shopping done, you got a Phil Henry fan. You don't even have to have a Phil Henry fan in the house because dig what we have. We have the official Phil Henry show cap, which is a Flex-It-Fit baseball cap. It's not that trucker cap, which I know is coming back in, you know, the plastic band with the big high thing, but those look lame. These are the cool Flex-It caps. We also have the Phil Henry black and white coffee and latte mug. We've got a Citizens Auxiliary Police travel mug, silver and black. We've got a clip-on compass watch. We have a Western Estates Country Club tote bag, Western Estates Terry Velour robe, the Teds of Beverly Hills Honolulu resort shirt, the Teds of Beverly Hills deluxe barbecue set, the Teds of Beverly Hills bowling shirt. And now, for a limited time, you got to get your order in by December the 8th, Teds of Beverly Hills Steakhouse North Pole Polar Fleece Pullover. I don't know what it is either, but it's... No, it's very nice. It's good. So check it out. It's right there on our website in our souvenir shop. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Joseph. Joseph?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I was calling regards to the black man in Cincinnati that got beat down by the police.
Uh-huh.
I was calling to say that I believe that they used excessive force in that situation, that they went a little bit too far when the man was on the ground, and that it may or may not have been a race issue, but it's just a human issue of a man that did not need to die in that situation. I mean, he wasn't...
How do you know he didn't need to die? He had an enlarged heart, and he was using PCP.
But the coroner found out that
result of the physical exertion, the physical exertion that man was going through, he died. And the physical exertion was the result of, being attacked, beaten, whatever you want, apprehended by the police, right?
Right.
Now, here's a guy who consistently is battling the police. He has come at them not once. I can look at the videotape, but he's come at them a couple of times. He's on drugs. He's clearly not in his right mind. Now, I did say the other day on the show, at what point do you stop beating on a guy? But the more I look at this tape, the more I got to ask myself, what are they supposed to do? When the guy keeps getting up and coming at him, you know?
That's true, but on the videotape I saw, the man was on the ground, and they continued to stick and jab.
He kept getting up, though. At one point, just as they were sticking and jabbing him, now the guy gets back up again, grabbed one of the cop's sticks. Apparently, Joseph, police procedure is the following. Don't move. You move, I'm going to hit you. You keep moving, I'm going to keep hitting you. Apparently. It's either that or these coppers hated that guy, or they hated that guy because he's black. Or, there may be a fourth option, but I don't know what it is. Either they hated the guy because he's black, they just didn't particularly like him because he was giving them a hard time, or they were going about the business of trying to subdue a suspect who simply would not listen to what they were trying to say. Lay there, put your hands behind your back, and just, let us cuff you. He was contending with them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I myself, I'm a black man myself. And I've had particular days when I've been pulled over by police for no reason and stuff like that. But even in that situation, I'm looking at it, it's not as a black and white issue. I'm looking at it as a case of just a person just being... than being taking it to the extreme in that particular case. I mean, race, I'm not sure if it may or may not have been an issue, but...
It's the Cincinnati police. They got a bad record with apprehending African-Americans, that's for sure. Yeah. And like I said, I got no great love for those guys. But I don't see this guy, this fat tub of guts, as a guy to fight your fights. You know what I'm saying? Here's a guy, you know, if we're going to fight a good fight, if we're going to fight the fight of civil rights and decent treatment at the hands of the police, I think there are better individuals to rally around than this PCP addict laying on his fat ass out in front of a White Castle. You know what I'm saying? This guy's a mess. This guy was an accident waiting to happen. It's sad. And I think it's even sadder when so-called stand-up people in the community say, let's rally around this and call this a police brutality situation. Jesus, I mean, there's got to be better cases than this. But your point is well made, sir. Honestly, police procedure, there's supposedly some kind of a method by which they are to pursue the means to apprehend a suspect. And I don't know if they went exactly by the book. But we, you know, from the Rodney King situation, we do know the coppers do not like it when you don't do what they ask you to do. They get pissed. By the way, White Castle stock has gone through the floor. Now then, but that's too bad because White Castle is one fine burger, I'll tell you that much. It's a great burger. A little tiny burger, put a little bit of relish on that baby, get a little bit of cheese slid in there. Get a bag, about 10 of those suckers, man. 2 o'clock in the morning, you've been drinking nothing but straight beer and shots all night. Your girlfriend's gone for the night, finally. You go down there to White Castle, you get yourself a big bag of those burgers, you come home, you flip on ESPN Sports Center, and you shovel that thing down in about 20 minutes, go in, sit on the toilet, perform your ablutions, and you're done for the night. It's a great thing. No, I'll tell you why that guy was laying down in front of the White Castle. He couldn't get up. He probably had eaten about 150 of those things. They said, stay down, man. Jesus, how can you get up after eating all those burgers? It's a hell of a thing. What a way to end your freaking life. What a way for your life to come to an end. Think about it, will you? Just think about it. Of all the things that you hope for in your life, like that pizza delivery guy. His life comes to an end. He's sitting on grass staring at cops and saying, help me, this bomb's going to go off. And he gets blowed up. Like that girl out there in San Bernardino, man, she's asleep in the car. She's got a gun sitting in her lap because she's afraid she's going to get mugged. She gets blown away by those freaking redneck cops out there in San Bernardino or whatever the hell it was. Yeah, sure. Yeah, I know. They had a real good excuse. She raised up on him or whatever. Get out of here, will you? Who the freaking hell do you guys think you're talking to anyway? Look, I'll go down the line for the cops. God knows we got a lot of police that are fans of this show. But God, just don't treat me like I'm stupid, okay? And don't talk to me like I'm stupid. And don't give me some bullcrap excuse. This is a whole different time and a whole different generation. We see through things a little bit more than the old-timers, all right? When you guys talk about some chick laying in a car and it takes 1,950,000 shots to... She's a girl laying there with a gun in her lap. She was probably scared to death. She'd had an epileptic seizure. Next thing you know, Riverside Pigs or whoever the hell those cops were laid out a volley of shots on this woman. Jesus, it would have taken out Heinrich Himmler. It would have taken out the whole 3rd German Armored Division. This is what I'm talking about. But no, I don't believe every instance is an instance of brutality. And I'm not going to sit here and second-guess guys that are out there doing a job that, yes, admittedly, it's difficult, and those guys, they volunteered for it, so you better do it right. But still, nonetheless, you can't do it perfect every time, man. It ain't like doing a dive. This isn't the Olympic diving competition. Well, I'll give them a 9, Bill. The Negro is dead, but by God, the baton action. What did we... What the hell do you think this is anyway, huh? Just flip on the TV and you're going to see life rolled out in front of you in a picture-perfect way? Get out of your house. Go take a sniff of the world out there, baby. It ain't the way it looks on Fox, I'll tell you that. All right, I'm going to be explaining the bullcrap to Frodo coming up here in a moment, Frodo the Puppet. The question he has for me today is, what is it? Why do black guys marry white women, okay? That's coming up on the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
it's time for Phil to explain the bullcrap. That's right, Photo. Today I explain the bullcrap to you. Any question you may have?
Mr. Henry, Michael, or not Michael Jackson, who's the other black person that whites like?
Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods, he married a white girl. Why?
Why did Tiger Woods marry a white girl?
Uh-huh.
You know, Frodo, it's because sometimes love transcends race. Love transcends religion. Love is what binds all of us.
That's not what you told me the other day.
Excuse me?
You said some black guys like white meat.
I didn't say black guys like white meat. I never said that.
Bullcrap!
Are you calling me a liar again? For the third consecutive week, you're calling me a liar. Is that what you're doing?
You said a lot of black guys like the taste of the white stuff.
I never said anything of the sort. How dare you? Who's that?
I want you to meet my new friend. This is Vivienne, the black puppet.
How you doing?
Okay, is this some kind of a gag?
No, she's my friend. We're going to go get ice cream together. What kind do you want, Vivienne?
I want vanilla.
I'm going to get chocolate. I like the dark stuff.
All right, come here for a minute.
You better not hurt me, Doc.
Police brutality. Police brutality.
Yeah. And I'm killing the black puppet, too.
You racist. I'm getting out of here.
Me too. I gotta run away.
Oh, kill the music. Freaking Irish hymns and I just beat the hell out. What do you mean, Vivienne the black puppet?
You racist. You'll die.
Mr. Henry, you hurt my girlfriend.
Yeah, your girlfriend, huh? Your girlfriend? You're two pieces of cloth on a hand.
What a baby.
Well, go ahead. Let's lock out. This has been Phil Henry explains the bullcrap to Frodo the puppet.
And
Vivienne the black puppet.
Vivienne's made out of cotton.
I picked it myself.
All right, All right, it's pretty messed up. Pretty messed up. So there it is. Phil explained, how come some guys like that? I never said anything of the sort to that lion sack of crap puppet. That lion little puppet. Every week that guy's got some new line of bullcrap he's trying to lay on me. All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. The theme of the show today... Your sister says hello. No, the theme of the show today is parents suck. Anyway, here's this pit bull story. Check this out, and I wanted to kind of get into this, not because there's anything with pit bulls. You can have any kind of a dog you want. You can have a Doberman, pit bull, chow, the worst, most man-eating animal on earth, I guess if you want. How come every now and again, though, I got to read a story about a pit bull going after somebody? You know what I'm saying? And then the guy wants to call in. People call in with this. You know, pit bulls really get a bad rap. Look, it's not about me giving a bad rap to pit bulls. This is not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is this. Why can't we walk around armed and ready to defend ourselves if we live in a world where a mad dog can attack us, a guy can walk into a classroom and shoot us, walk into our business and shoot us, or any place else, right? Now we got a pit bull. You got to worry about dogs. That's all I'm saying. That's the point that I try to make about guns, right? There's nothing wrong with a gun, man. It shoots back. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. Believe me, that's a good thing. So apparently there was it took more than an hour. And what's the story about? Here's the slow response seen in Colorado dog mauling. Oh, well, you look, this is what I mean. If the cops are not getting there on time, then you might as well have a gun yourself so you can blast that pit bull's brains into tomorrow, okay? And the same thing with that Columbine, man. If the teachers in that school had been armed, yeah, that's right, and I mean the principal, too, I dare say that the response time of the sheriff might not have mattered as much. Because there would have been somebody in that school shooting back. That's what I'm trying to say. But these guys are complaining about the sheriff's response time. Why? Because we trust the police. We have been inculcated to trust the police. The police will protect us, and the police want to protect us. I firmly believe that they want to do the best job that they can, but they can't save everybody's life. They can't get there in time. Sometimes it's going to be a long response time. What are you going to do? Are you going to sit there and cry about it and complain that the cops didn't get there in time? Should we give them more money? Should we give them more resources? Constantly we have this argument, don't we? More money, more resources for the police, more cops on the street. I'm in favor of all of that stuff, man, but even then they may not get there in time. So what are you going to do then? If you got a gun, you kill a dog. And the way these pit bull owners are, they're so psycho that if you shot and killed their dog, they'd probably get all pissed off and try to shoot you so that you could shoot them too. That way, two problems are eliminated, the pit bull and the jackass that owns it. Those people are so psychotic that they think their dog has a right to attack people. Right? Honest to God. So, you know, you're already in dangerous territory. Not just with the dog, but with the white trash that owns it. So I suggest, and in the case of Tyrone Wheatley, black trash. Now then, well, you told me Tyrone Wheatley had pit bulls that he kept getting cited for. Hey, Tyrone, who does he play for? Oakland? Do us all a big fat favor, will you, stupid? Keep your dogs in your backyard where they belong. If my kids are in that park and your dogs get out and I got my gun, goodbye, dogs. Hello, dog heaven. And remember, all dogs go to heaven. Jesus. Psycho. All right, on December the 23rd, we'll be signing the Best of the Phil Henry Show CD at Dave and Buster's. That'll be on December the 23rd, starting at 9 p.m. We are going to be at the block at Orange at Dave and Buster's, 20 City Boulevard West, the 23rd. The day before the thing. Whatever that is.
It's called Christmas, you dumbass.
All right. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry, 1-800-449-8686. Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
You know, this coming weekend, we're going to have fun. I'm going to take my two middle guys to see the Green Bay Packers at Lambeau Field. Because watching football is something I enjoy very much. It's probably got a lot to do with why I feel so bloody betrayed every time one of these pro ball players show how human they are, that's an insult. Show how actually criminal they are. When they behave the way they do, I get doubly angry. That's why I've had the campaign that I've had over the last several months to a year talking about these guys and their lives and how I don't care anymore. Just get on the field and play the game, right? Anyway, we're going to go, and it's been terrific so far. I've been in communication with one of the coaches of the Green Bay Packers, who listens to our show in Green Bay on WNFL. And so I said to him, look, he says, well, you want to get passes for the field? I'll try to get you a field pass so you can come down onto the field very briefly. Because generally in the media, you do get a press pass for field access if you need to do interviews, this kind of thing. But it's only pregame. During the course of the game, you do not get onto the field. That takes a pretty heavyweight pass. I mean, you wouldn't believe, you know, what it is. When you work in this business, and I'm not complaining about any of it. I understand all of it. In order for you to get onto the field, you can get a press pass, you know, radio, TV. If you're going to get onto the field during the game, that's a whole other thing. To get into the locker room, that takes a whole other pass. I said, geez, coach, that's very nice. I think the kids would be excited just to kind of walk around on the grass and look at the ballpark. He says, no problem. I said, but I work for a company that can probably do it for me, the broadcast company that I work for. We are in the broadcast business. He says, well, whatever you think. Well, that was 2 days ago, man. I'm not complaining, you know, but sometimes you just got to go ahead and do it yourself, man. Long ago, We were just, the reason why I got on this is we were just talking about back in the day when we worked for radio stations, we used to get free records and stuff, all kinds of free t-shirts and free hats, because these were promotional things, right? So probably it's just a holdover from those days where you go and you say, hey, is there any way you guys can help me out on this? Can you get me a couple tickets? Forget it, baby. It ain't going to happen. It just isn't going to happen. All the cool stuff is reserved for the advertisers. Which I understand. Anybody that's going to advertise on my show, they deserve to have everything, and I get nothing. I would like a copy of this videotape of them beating this black guy. This is now the eighth time I've seen it, and it's beginning to turn me on. So, we ain't heard diddly squat, so coach, if you're listening, we're going to need that press pass for the field, or whatever the hell it is you can do. But this is going to be a beautiful thing, man. Packers and Bears. It's going to be about 30,000 degrees below zero. My kids who come from California have no idea what they're in store for. I said, you know, my second eldest son wears shorts everywhere. Shorts everywhere. Which is where it's at with a lot of kids now, man. They just wear shorts, right? At least out here. I don't know how it is back east. And I said, you know, you can't do that.
What are you talking about?
I said, you can't wear shorts back in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Why?
Because you'll freeze and you'll die. What are you talking about? Only if it's snowing. Excuse me. Have you lived in the snow? I have, all right? You can't wear shorts, man. You'll freeze and you'll die.
Well,
Mom said, what am I talking to myself over here? Now, we got to go down and we got to get long johns. We got to get pants, jeans, gloves, hats, nose covering, ear covering, eye covering, everything, man. You know, a muffler, a thing that wraps around your throat, so if it gets caught in a door handle or something, you can strangle to death. Everything. We're getting it all, and we're getting it tonight. I got to go take them out tonight and go and get the big jackets. It's pretty funny talking to somebody who comes from the weather that we come from. Our guys just have never experienced that kind of weather, and I have, and I said, we got to do it. And now all of a sudden, because he doesn't dig wearing pants. I mean, I know it sounds funny. He doesn't dig wearing pants. Well, in that case, neither do I. No, the coldest it gets in California in the wintertime at night is when we get our coldest temper here in Southern California. 30, sometimes it gets hit 36 degrees at night. If it gets close to a frost. In the daytime, the lowest I've ever remembered it being recorded around here is in the upper 40s, maybe mid 40s. But when you go to live back east, baby, when you go to live in the snow, and I'm not telling a lot of you guys stuff you don't know, but you understand, I'm explaining this to my son. I said, you can die, man.
What do you mean you can die? I'm sure.
Yes, you can die.
Well, what do you mean?
I mean you'll freeze up and you'll freaking die. So they found a guy up in upper Minnesota. This guy's car busted down. He hugged his dog all night for warmth. And in the morning, they were married. But I gotta tell you,
yeah. See, you're making jokes.
No, seriously, the guy hugged his dog so they could stay warm. Have you ever heard of frostbite, dude?
Well, I thought that was just some kind of a cartoon character.
Huh? Look at dude. I tell you what you can do: wear your shorts, wear the thermals underneath the shorts, and you'll look like Robin the Boy Wonder. You know, you'll just look like, and we'll put a mask across your face. And you'll just look like Robin. We'll dye the freaking thermals black. How about that? And you can wear yellow shorts. You can wear Green Bay colors. I bet a lot of guys do that. I'll bet you anything they do. Some of the, like the skateboard punks in Green Bay. All right, 1-800-449-8686. That's all I wanted to say. I just wasn't getting anything free. It's not your problem. It's the Phil Henry Show. We'll be right back.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
You know, this thing they had here in Los Angeles, I want to tell you guys a little bit about this. And then we're going to play a cut from The Death of Talk Radio, which is our Best of 2003 CD. And I'd really like you to hear, you know, what we have to offer on our CD so you can, you know, buy it. And then the bread goes to my friend's place. Anyway, I want to tell you, they had a thing last night here in Los Angeles, and, you know, they really got a big deal about it on the Drudge Report. It was a bunch of entertainment people getting together to talk about strategizing the Democratic Party for the year 2004 and the elections, the presidential election. And the lady that's doing this, I don't know if you know, she's the wife of Larry David, the guy on Curb Your Enthusiasm, Lori David. Anyway, it doesn't mean anything. It's neither here nor there. But here's the thing that I tried to make this point yesterday. These cats out here in Hollywood are so disconnected from the real world. Honest to God, I got proof. I got proof. I mean, I'm going over right now and I'm writing. Last year, I helped write a TV pilot. This year, I'm doing the same thing. And by the way, the guys that I work with, the writers I work with, and the producers I work with, I love them. They're great people. They're funny guys. Family men. But sometimes you get this sense that maybe these guys are not completely clued in as to what's going on out there in America, right? I mean, like I had a conversation with a group of guys that, and they thought that this would be a funny premise for our pilot. Hey, how about everybody gets a gun? But your character, doesn't like that idea, obviously, right? Because it's so crazy. But the neighborhood, everyone has to have a gun. And I said to them, I got to tell you something, man. I people don't think gun ownership is crazy anymore, man. I mean, they may think it's crazy, you know, to be running around with a gun and shooting it off in a mall. But you're not going to get, the audience isn't going to go there with you. They don't think everybody owning a gun is necessarily nuts. And the guy's like, really? Yeah. I mean, it ain't like 10 years ago when we used to make fun of gun nuts, right? Gun nuts today make more sense than some of these other cats that are talking. Oh, we didn't know that. Well, now, I ain't saying that those guys are like these cats that got together last night for the Hollywood thing. What I'm trying to say is this. These people in Hollywood, these guys got together last night. Well, you guys represent the average guy, is that it? You represent the Democratic Party? Who elected you guys? You got no link with the real world. You don't live in the real world. You live out here. You're living in Hollywood, man. Now, don't tell me, because you go home and visit your Aunt Mabel in freaking Harrisburg, Pennsylvania twice a year, that you got it all figured out. Since when do you cats get elected the spokespeople of where maybe the Democratic Party needs to go? You'll pardon me, but I want somebody else, okay? I reject your leadership. Get out of here. Bug off with your bad self. Don't bother me anymore. I don't want you cats running the show anymore, all right? Ms. Streisand, you know, you're a great singer. Please, just step off the cliff on your property, if you don't mind. Mr. What's-his-name? You, bug off. The other guy with the beard, you know, take off. Who's the other guy? What's the midget? Penn? Don't bother me. All of you, get out of here. You don't run nothing. You aren't calling the shots. You're not calling the agenda. You know, whoever elected you cats, God, man, I want to talk to them personally. And this guy, this Dean, that jackass, all these guys go along with it, okay? I wish there was one cat in this party who'd stand up and say, hey, wait a minute, you know, I represent, like, union people and working people, and what these guys have to say in Hollywood, they can go pound sand, all right? Now, let's start getting serious, for God's sake. This ain't about being against everything Bush is about. This is about standing for something, for crying out loud. Even if it was just like, we don't want any more skins games. How about that? Let's start with that. I don't know. But these guys have a meeting, and all of a sudden it's a big deal, huh? Strategizing, what you're going to do, Democrats across the country, you're a bunch of TV producers, you knuckleheads. What do you guys do other than write a lot of lousy jokes? And I mean lousy. What do you do besides put a lot of crap on television? Every now and again, something good. Most of the time, it all sucks. Now you're going to tell us what we're supposed to do with the Democratic Party, huh? Because you ain't down with what Bush is about. Hey, you know what? I'm a Democrat. I support the war in Iraq. You got something for me? Or am I not allowed in the party because you guys are calling the shots? Why don't you kiss my wild Irish rose, you freaking jackballs, all of you. And by the way, I really like the new season of Curb Your Enthusiasm, Ms. David. What the hell, man? I mean, is there anything in that party for me? I'm a Democrat. What the hell? Am I supposed to be against the war in Iraq? Am I got to be for gun control? You forget that. Gun control. Yeah, that's what we need. I got a pit bull on my ass. I got crazy boy down the street wants to come in and blow me away. I got some other nutcase that wants to kill my kids in school. Yeah, that's what we need. More gun control. We need more guns, Jack. Just put them in the right people's hands. What else you want to tell me about, huh? You're going to tell me that Bush has destroyed the economy? Looks like it's coming back. What else? What's the matter, man? Is everybody's personal civil liberties at stake? Everybody, like, we're living in Nazi Germany, huh? Is it the gulag? When's the last time any of you guys saw the inside of a jail cell? You're allowed to write, say, do anything you want. You ought to be put in jail for half the crap you guys put on the air. There ought to be a law. Seriously, there ought to be a law. Any more sitcoms that have to do with, I don't know, you know, like biracial relationships, you should go to prison. Any more sitcoms that deal with, like, ethnic humor, to jail. Any more sitcoms that star another Hispanic trying to show the other side of, yeah, to jail. I want more white people. More whites, more whites, more whites. Quit trying to be so, like, you know, right. Just be real. Quit trying to be non-offensive. Why don't you offend somebody? Why don't you take a roll of dice, put something on the air that's going to piss everybody off, and keep it on the air? Why don't you do that? Why don't you just try that for a while? Sitting down there and telling me how it's going to be with the Democratic Party. Like I said, where'd you guys get your credentials? Who told you you were in charge? You all look like a bunch of fruitcakes to me, man. Every last one of you. Half of you homosexual, the other half, I don't know where you're from. You're all strange. Get out of here. Don't I sound like the reactionary now? You're all a bunch of Hollywood lightweights. Weird and getting weirder as the seconds pass the freaking face of the clock. Talking about, you know, Bush being what's wrong with the country. Take your country back. Take your country back to what? What's it going to be? What do you want it to be? Back to September the 10th. That's what you want to take it back to. You guys want to take the country back all the way to September the 10th. Put your head right back in the sand. Put your head right back up your ass and pretend like nothing happened. Like it's all a bad dream. Just pretend like it was all just one big bad thing. And really the problem's George Bush and John Ashcroft. The rest of the world would be fantastic if it wasn't for them. That's what you guys are telling us, man. That's the message that you're laying out there, okay? There ain't a one of these cats that they're running for president that I'd vote for. Not that blithering idiot, Howard Dean. Not that what's-her-face, Clinton. None of them. Not that guy, that Clark. Are you putting me on with that guy? I can see that coming from a mile out. Wesley Clark. Yeah, let's get a guy in a military uniform. That guy's about as military as freaking Chris Pelton. Look, what do you tell me, man? There's like here's a military guy who believes in dissent. Who says we don't believe in dissent? Where did anybody give you the message that you're not allowed to dissent? The problem is when you dissent, people disagree with you. So then you get pissed off. You want to be able to dissent and nobody can disagree with you. You guys don't dig the fact that you're in the minority. That's what you don't dig. You don't like the fact that you dissent and there isn't a whole lot of people running to your assistance and saying, oh yeah, we're just kissing your ass and loving you because you're so right. Because you ain't right. You're wrong. You're wrong about just about everything. That's why I'm saying, maybe you guys got together last night at your little cocktail clash, you know, thing, whatever the hell you call it, circle thing, and you all sat around in a circle with your pants off and you told each other lies. What did you do? What'd you figure out, huh? How about letting the rest of us schmoes in? I mean, we don't have the big press pass. We don't have the backstage pass. Why don't you let us in on what you figured out last night there at your Hollywood bash, you freaking losers? Tell us all about it, huh? Tell us what you got planned for the Democratic Party. I'll tell you what's going to happen. Now, you can write this down. You can monogram it onto a doily. You can put it on your refrigerator with a magnet. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen right now. You ain't going to like it, but this is what's going to happen. George Bush is getting reelected in 2004. Are you kidding? Are you kidding? Bush is getting reelected in 2004. That's all there is to it. You want to know why? Because you guys haven't put up anybody that's even remotely interesting to anybody. There's not one guy that the Democrats have put up that is even remotely interesting to anybody. Not to me, and I'm a Democrat. Registered. I'll vote for Bush before I vote for these lightweights you stuck in front of me. Are you kidding? You're kidding, right? I'm not going to turn my country over to any one of those guys. As it is right now, I'll let Bush, he can ride it out, baby, till 2008, okay? He ain't doing a bad job. Considering what's going on, I don't think he's doing a bad job. Considering the fact that we had 3,000 people butchered up a couple of years ago that everybody wants to forget about, he ain't doing such a bad freaking job over here. We're trying to get the country more secure. We got a bunch of people bitching at us that we may be turning it into, you know, into a Stalag 17 situation for the Muslims. I don't see any concentration camps yet, do you? Trying to make sure that we keep the country safe, trying to apprehend Muslims. You got this Arab group pissed off about that. You got this Arab group pissed off about something else. Trying to keep the whole thing together and at the same time get a couple of laughs out of life. I think he's doing a pretty freaking good job. Meanwhile, you guys are free to keep on making that crap can television that you make and make those lousy movies. So what do you care about it? Boy, you can't leave well enough alone. You got to stick that crap on television, stick your lousy movies in the theaters, and on top of everything else, you got to stick your lousy politics up everybody's nose. You got to let everybody know that you're running the show. Well, I got big news for you. You can have it. I was going to say you're not going to do it, but you know what? I give up. Okay, there. Is that enough? Janice wanted me to go on and on and on and on about it. No, I'm kidding. All right, phs@philhenryshow.com, phs@philhenryshow.com. Now let's get into the really fun stuff. That's right, our sports crime file coming up next. A Cincinnati Bengal running back is in the news. Coming up here on the Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry, 1-800-449-8686. Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
A Cincinnati Bengal is facing charges after police say he got violent when officers tried to take him into custody and beat him to death. Hello, I'm Phil Henry. 21-year-old fullback James Lynch is charged with fleeing Covington police, resisting arrest, alcohol intoxication, disorderly conduct, driving on a suspended license, but otherwise the guy's fantastic and those pigs, they beat him up. Yeah, right. Jail officials say Lynch missed a court date last month on a separate suspended license charge. Colonel Michael Kraft with the Covington Police, which is a suburb of Cincinnati, I'm guessing, says Lynch became combative and fled the scene when officers tried to arrest him. Officers say Lynch had to be shackled while police were putting him in the cop car because he was trying to kick out the cruiser's windows. Lynch was originally stopped when an officer noticed him urinating in the street. Don't you think, like the Portland Trailblazers, same thing. Is there any sense that these guys have that they're public personalities? You're taking a leak in the street. Is that against the law? I never knew whether that was or not. You're telling me that it is against the law to pee in the street? It must be. It must be like LA just now passed the law. So it used to be it was legal to take a leak out in the middle of the street. I don't know what this is about, although the guy... you know, he's taking a leak, and the coppers tell him, you know, don't do that, and he probably mouthed off to him, and the next thing you know, he's got himself a situation. I mean, there you go. Can I ask you cops a question? When you approach a guy who's had a couple of belts, let's say he's not driving, do you guys do it with any kind of realization that maybe you're going to piss somebody off, and the next thing you know, you're going to have a situation, or does it matter to you guys at all? As long as you can, you know, hogtie a guy, what do you care, right? Isn't there another way you can maybe approach a man? He's taking a leak in the street. Have you got to walk up and confront the guy and get all... I don't know, man. I mean, the dude's going to get... Some people got a real problem with cops, so I guess it doesn't make any difference. Look at this. I'm trying to see this guy's side, right? Screw him. Hey, Lynch, why don't you count your lucky stars? You're playing or not... Well, you're playing for the Bengals. Although they do have Marvin Harrison. They're doing much better this year, so that ain't bad. All right, one other thing I want to tell you. CBS on Sunday did something so typical of that network and major broadcast networks. I just have to point it out to you. No, it was on Turkey Day. They promoted on their network during the CBS NFL show that preceded the football games that Lawrence Taylor would be talking with Mike Wallace on 60 Minutes, and a very controversial interview would be had, and he'd be talking about how there was a bounty out on certain players so that Taylor, as you know, who was a freelance linebacker for the New York Giants and one of the greatest to ever play that position, Taylor claimed that he would be paid if he hit a guy and took him out of the game. And CBS is telling me that this is a very, very controversial. They used the word controversial 5 or 6 times, right? This guy, Jim Nance, which, by the way, Mr. Nance, with all due respect, you're right. You ain't no Jim McKay. But moving on from that. All right. Number one, what bothers me about it is this. Look, I keep seeing this cop beating this black guy. I think I've got an erection. I'm joking. Here's the thing. Look at this. Black guy won't go down, man. He's grabbing a stick and everything. I almost felt I was looking at that videotape of the beating, and I'm going, yeah, come on, beat him. Yeah, yeah. Think I'm making fun? You think I'm making light? You think it's a terrible thing that I make? Well, you know what? I think it's a terrible thing that a big fat oaf like that has parked his big fat ass out in front of White Castle cutting farts while I'm going in there trying to get myself some dinner. What do you think of that? I want to go in there and get myself a couple of White Castles, and that guy's out there just... All right. CBS. Mike Wallace. Lawrence Taylor. Big deal, huh? Big controversial interview, right? Who do you guys think you're kidding? Number one, the fact that there's been a bounty out on certain players in the National Football League and that other players have paid that bounty if they knock them out of a game has been known for over 20 years. Well over 20 years. Number two, I really find it offensive and insulting and all those other Bobby Dooley words that you're trying to tell me that's a controversial interview when you realize that you have the National Football League contract for your network. You ain't going to let nothing go out over your airways that's going to embarrass that league. Who do you guys think you're kidding on that one? Then I suddenly realized they're not talking to me. They're talking to Pelton. So I called up Chris and I said, don't believe him, Chris. You dig that? Yeah. Hi, we're CBS, and coming up, even though we have a multi-million-dollar contract with the National Football League, and this could jeopardize it, and then it would go back over to NBC, and we lose all that revenue for our prime time, we're going to have a controversial interview with Lawrence Taylor. Yeah, okay, sure. You betcha. Wow, what balls you have, huh? Not to mention dumb. Well, you know us, we're CBS, we just, we're, I don't know what we are anymore, you know, I think Cronkite worked here once, yeah. And this guy, Nance, if he said it once, he said, controversial interview. I watched that interview. It was as dull as hell. Tell you, if you want to see Lawrence Taylor at his best, go see On Any Given Sunday. He's great in that movie, which is otherwise the biggest turd that's ever been squeezed out of a rear end for years. Oliver Stone, man, you outdid yourself in that one, Oliver. What? You talk about an incomprehensible piece of crap. Are you kidding me? But Taylor was great. He was great. Honest to God. He played an aging ball player who's talking to the doctor about giving him another shot so he can get through one more game. It's a beautiful scene. Otherwise, the movie's, boy. Yeah, Al Pacino, an NFL coach. God, you know, now when I squeeze my eyes real tight and I kind of squint, yeah, he looks exactly like who? He's like 5 foot nothing with a hunchback. Who the hell is he? What, did he play? Well, who are you, Supernat with the Kansas City Chiefs? I didn't know he was Italian. I thought he was black. So that's the line of crap they're going to lay on you guys. See, and that's when I give my lesson on how to read a news story, that's what I'm talking to. Like, what do you mean he looked like Ditka? Yeah, a lot like Mike Ditka. All right, this just in Santa Barbara. The Michael Jackson case that we have told you about, and we've told you the truth about, that Michael Jackson is probably being railroaded. There is more indication that that is the case. Apparently, the strength of the case against Michael Jackson has been questioned. The New York Times is planning to report on Thursday that the Santa Barbara County District Attorney has twice delayed filing formal charges against Jackson. They've even set up a tip line to field anonymous calls from anyone with information about the current case or similar complaints of misconduct by Jackson. According to a spokesperson for the Santa Barbara County Sheriff's Department, this is pathetic. And all of a sudden, the talking heads on TV and all the neo-Nazi talk show hosts, oh, now they are like, oh, nobody's saying anything about Michael Jackson. Well, why, gee, I wonder what happened. Everybody's kind of mum on that one, aren't they? You know, last week he was a real disgusting rapist, but guess what? Funny thing happened on the way to hanging this guy from a tree branch. They don't have any evidence. Maybe he didn't even do it. You guys up in Santa Barbara, the DA's office, got anything better to do, man? Anything. I know. How about firing the DA you got and hiring a new one? There, that ought to take about, 20 minutes. According to the sheriff's department, they set up a tip line. Now, if that ain't desperate, I don't know what is. A tip line for what? For evidence? I guess you guys don't have any. Is that it? They set up a tip line to field anonymous calls to see if they can railroad, if they can get any more information on Michael Jackson. How pathetic can that possibly get? Well, it's just turned more pathetic. The Michael Jackson case, forget it, baby. Okay? Now, you want to concentrate on a guy that stinks to high heaven? Think about Kobe. And also this Scott Peterson scumbag who just pleaded not guilty, which, of course, he was. You know, because Scott Peterson is so slick that at least 50% of the people out there believe the guy's innocent. That dirtbag is on his way. He's going down for the count. Let me tell you something. Peterson, if you had any brains, and if you had any real, civility and any real conscience, you'd go ahead and give the money back, or Garagos would go ahead and give his money back to you. You'd do the honorable thing and blow your brains out. And this Garagos guy could come down here to L.A. and clean up the Michael Jackson thing. But no. What do we got to do? We got the latest news on this Scott Peterson that there was blood on his car. I want to ask a question here. Blood? Don't you think a guy would clean blood off the handle of his own car? Especially a brand spanking new truck? What did we say about that, Janice? Does that prove to me that I'm wrong about him being guilty, or is that... I forget. I mean, what guy... He said that was his blood. Oh, I know what it was. He said it was his blood because he works with his hands. Yeah, that's right. So you bleed all over your truck and you don't wipe it down. Who are you kidding, baby? Throw yourself in the mercy of the court. The court will have mercy on you. They'll probably just give you a lethal injection. And let this Garagos or gag me with a spoon, whatever this guy's name is, let him go down and do his job for a truly innocent man, Michael Jackson the 12th. Boy, that Jackson case has flown away faster than a freaking bad fart, man. You want to know why? Because all of a sudden, it don't smell too good. And you, the family, especially that father who retained an attorney, what are you waiting for, man? The windfall? Why don't you go out and get a job, you bum? He's hanging around waiting for the big windfall on a case involving a kid that he's alleged to have abused. The white trash mother, she's trying to score again. She's trying to tap somebody up for a little loose change. Guess what? You're going to have to go out and find work, baby. Maybe they got your job open back at Vandy Camps, pushing pies. And you, pal, why don't you head on back over there to the machine shop, okay? They need somebody to bring some hose around from the back. Start changing some freaking tires. Get that lube rack going up and down. Something, anything. Work the cash register. Sell some peanuts. Pump some gas. You're going to wait around for the big Michael Jackson windfall, baby. You're going to be waiting until hell freezes over, man. You know, we all got to work for a living. And I used to work for a living, not anymore, as you can tell, but I used to. I had all kinds of manual labor gigs, right? My hands were toughened by calluses for at least a couple of summers there, but I moved on, right? I moved on. I got the big cushy gig. I'm sitting on my big ass. I'm bald, I'm old, and I'm a talk show host. Ain't we got fun? Okay? But that ain't you, man. That ain't you. You got to go out and hump, man. You got to go out and drive a truck. You got to go out and bring the Wonder Bread in from the back and say, got another delivery for you, Ed. Just a couple more loaves back there. None of that Roman meal either. It tastes like caca. Okay. And you, baby, you're the one, miss, can I have the check, please? Okay, and we have the chorizo and eggs today. You gotta stand there and do that. That's your fate, honey. That's your fate, all right? Forget about trying to tap somebody up. What do you think, he's a light touch for a couple of million? You're gonna live on somebody else's bread because you're a liar? Because you're a thief? It's better you go out and whore yourself. I would much rather see you selling your rear end out on a street corner than what you're doing right now. Although, from what I hear, it might be a little tough sledding there, too, for you. Tell you what, I think they're hiring over there at the Dog Pound. As a stand-in. I just think it's, you know, it's wrong, man. It's just wrong. Hey, 2003 CD signing, baby. It's going to be on December the 23rd at Dave & Buster's. Dave & Buster's is at the Block at Orange. Dave & Buster's is really a gas. You got to be 21 or over to get in. If you're under 21, you have to be escorted by a 25-year-old chaperone. That means all the punky little kids don't go squirreling around and turning the place into Kidville. It means it's, you know, kind of an adult thing, and it's cool. Everybody that shows up, by the way, we're going to give you a free game card worth $5. That's kind of cool. Plus, we'll be selling our Best Of CD. It's where the 22 freeway meets the 5, December 23rd from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Dave and Buster's at the Block at Orange, 20 City Boulevard West.
Phil Henry, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
You know, they got the attorney on the TV with a family, the family of the fat guy. They got an attorney. This lawyer is, he ain't no good. You better get another one. Because he's there, you know, the fact that a man is high on drugs does not mean that the man can be unchecked. Look it, the guy went after this cop full throttle, too. You look at this big fat oaf. Let me tell you something, folks. This guy said, and this is very key to the psychology of this poor fat man that died. He said he was a roly-poly jolly guy. A roly-poly jolly guy, huh? You show me a roly-poly jolly guy, and that's the guy I stay away from after he's had a few drinks, because he don't like being a roly-poly jolly guy. No guy does. But he acts the part because that's how people accept him. He's an uncle, he's a friend, but he ain't no sexy guy. He's nobody that a woman's really interested in. He's a roly-poly jolly guy. So this poor guy, jacked up on PCP and dope and whatever else, finally goes after a cop who he should have started beating on were some of his relatives that call him a roly-poly jolly guy. Maybe you ought to beat on that lawyer that they got on TV right now trying to excuse this clown's attacking a cop. Did he deserve to die? Probably not. The big fat slob had a bad heart and he was taking drugs. Maybe there was a little bit of suicidal intention involved. I don't know. Is it smart to be using PCP when you got an enlarged heart? I don't know. Is it smart to attack a cop? Probably not. At what point does the cop get to pick up his stick and start beating on a guy? I bet you they wouldn't have been happy unless the cop himself got killed. But anyway, that's not what I was trying to talk about. I was trying to talk about this lawyer that you guys have got. He's an idiot. Get somebody else. He sounds like a moron, talks like an idiot.
This does not mean that you have the right under the thing that...
Get to the point! Hey, word to Michael Jackson, quit wearing the surgical mask. You know, stop it, man. The nose, everyone knows about it, all right?
But, unchecked.
Unchecked? Muslim Civil Rights Organization has filed a defamation suit against a North Carolina congressman for linking the group to Hezbollah. The Council on American-Islamic Relations filed the suit Tuesday in U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia in response to an October 2003 Charlotte Observer article in which Representative Cass Ballinger claimed the stress of living near CAIR in Washington contributed to the breakup of his marriage. He said the proximity of the Council on American-Islamic Relations bugged the hell out of his wife. Like living next door to Hezbollah. You know who you guys ought to sue, you Muslim cats? Why don't you sue Hezbollah? They're the guys that are giving you the bad name. Why don't you sue Hamas? They're the guys that are giving you the bad name. Sue Osama bin Laden. Sue Saddam. What the hell do you mean you're suing this guy? He's just a dumb cracker from North Carolina. He doesn't know any better. Don't sue him. Sue the guys that have got the real change. Hezbollah, man. They got all of Saddam's money. And they got a whole lot of Saudi money, too. They probably got a whole bunch of the King of Jordan's money. The Council on American Islamic Relations said Ballinger's defamatory statements harmed the group's reputation and were not protected speech because he didn't make them within the scope of his role as a member of the House of Representatives. They said it was Islamophobic hysteria. Yeah, it's all true. It's all true. That's what it is. Don't necessarily make it wrong. All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.